When I was young, I used to walk through the front door and I'd be hit by roast beef and Yorkshire pudding. Open the airing cupboard, spaghetti bolognese all over me. We literally didn't know where the next meal was coming from. I got arrested the other day for playing chess in the road. I said, it's because I'm black, isn't it? So here I am, Milton Jones, world-famous chess grandmaster, with my sister Susan and my coach and tutor Anton in an exciting adventure set in the glamorous world of international chess. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you another case of Milton Jones. I'm in Reykjavik, in the land of hot springs, hardy people, and the exclusive Diamond Geyser Hotel, scene of the World Chess Championship final. I'm playing Yuri Filipchenko, the brilliant Ukrainian grandmaster, and my opponent's in big trouble.
No, no, I can't move.
No?
Milton, I think under the rules of the game, you do have to untie him.
That's Anton, my coach, and beside him is Susan, my sister and number one fan.
Yay, Milton, play chess harder and win at chess.
Susan, you'll put him off.
No, I won't.
No, that's the Russian judge. You'll put him off. She's coming over.
Milton Jones, this is your final warning for improper conduct. And by the way, you have 5 seconds left on your clock before you must take your move.
Very well. But first, I'll take this lasagna out of the microwave. So how did I, Milton Jones, get to the final of the World Chess Championships? Well, the thrill of chess has always coursed through my veins. My father was a grandmaster. My grandfather was a great-grandmaster. My great-grandfather, he was a bishop. I can still remember the time my father first introduced me to the game.
Well, Milton, what do you think this is?
Is it a crossword puzzle with lots of really short words?
No, it's a chess board.
Oh, I've got one of those in the fridge.
No, Milton, that's a cheese board.
Oh, right, I thought it was a slow game.
Milton, pieces of cheese don't move.
Actually, that camembert was beginning to.
Next you'll be telling me you lost to a lump of cheddar.
No, stalemate.
Get out!
My heroes were the players from the 70s, like Fischer and Spassky, who tried to put each other off by making outrageous demands. Soon I was locked in negotiation with the match referee. I object to Filipchenko's chair. He's probably using it to receive secret radio signals.
Very well, but you'll have to change yours.
What, and give up my DAB broadband recliner? Never!
And what's that hanging around your neck?
Just my lucky mascot.
He's a 70-year-old grandmaster.
Sorry, Len.
Oh.
There's just one more thing.
Oh, what petty little restriction are you going to impose on me this time?
The marching band will have to go.
Eventually, the match continues, and I begin to play really consistently. I lose the first four games. The next game got underway, but pretty soon I was having trouble with my rooks. They just didn't like being in the suitcase.
Oh, get off me!
Sorry, that's the last time I buy chess pieces on eBay. The pawn wasn't what I was expecting either. But despite my father's advice, I grew up obsessed with cheese. In the end, I went to a cheese self-help group. I was really surprised how many pop stars there were there. All of them wandering about, thinking about cheese. We used to fantasize about wandering round an empty delicatessen. I can see it now. Look at all those cheeses. Some are camemberts, some are gorgonzolas.
Some are green.
Yes, they are. And how does that make you feel?
Makes me feel fine.
Mmm, me too. If only there was something to eat them with. Crackers. How about some Pringles? Hey, Bee Gees, now I'm cheesened. That's right.
What's it all about, Alfie?
Sorry, I'm not Alfie, but we were just talking about anything to do with cheese.
What's it?
That's right. A lovely cheesy what's it? Where are they?
All about.
Excellent. Oh, hello, Bruce. What's your favourite cheese? Philadelphia. Imagine a whole city made of it. Streets of Philadelphia. Fred Astaire, what would you use all this Philadelphia for?
Putting on the Ritz.
When I was young, Dad bought me a giant chess set, like those ones in the park. And Susan once found a giant Monopoly set. But this later turned out to be London. Eventually, I was ready to play tournaments. And it was at the British under-18s that I met Anton. Dad was giving out the prizes.
I have posted the final results on the board.
Milton, you're at the top of the list.
Yay, I've won!
In reverse order.
Bother!
Well, it's been a great competition and you're all winners.
Yay, I've won!
No, Milton, that's just something to say to make everyone feel better.
Well, it worked.
However, the actual winner of the British under-18s is Anton Peterson.
Ooh, who's that? He's scrummy.
Thank you.
Come and meet Milton. Maybe you can teach him one or two things about the game, like strategy, gambits, the rules.
Hello, Milton. Good to meet you.
I'm Milton's sister, Susan. I play Monopoly.
Oh, really? We must have a game sometime.
Oh, yes, please.
Take my advice, though. Don't be the car in the big version. It costs £8 every time you go anywhere.
Well, it certainly looks as if you could win second prize in a beauty contest.
Thanks.
He was talking to me, Milton. Why not first prize?
Even though we were the same age, Anton offered to take me under his wing. Meanwhile, my father was travelling the world playing chess. But he always brought back souvenirs. China from China, Chile from Chile. But Mum drew the line at Jordan. Back in Reykjavik, the atmosphere is almost unbearable. I can still remember Anton's last-minute strategy top-up.
And remember, when he moves a piece, it's your turn.
Got it.
Anton, why aren't you out there competing?
Susan, you know I can never play chess again. The pieces, they haunt me. Ever since the day my closest friend was trampled to death...
Oh, yes, by a black horse.
No, a white bishop.
So instead of playing, Anton coached me while times were hard for my father. It was the late 70s and everyone, even chess players, were on strike, although their picketing was never very successful. Things were going badly for my father. His money ran out, we were threatened with eviction, and with Anton as my tutor, I was beginning to develop the skill to beat him at chess.
Now, Milton, just do exactly what I say. Move the pawn.
Okay.
Probably best move it forwards.
Nice.
Your go, Mr. Jones.
Susan, can you get that?
Okay.
Now, where was I?
Wanted to know if you've signed the tenancy agreement again.
Yes, I re-signed.
Pardon?
I've re-signed.
Yes, I win. He's resigned.
What? Right, Milton. Now, shake your opponent's hand.
Right.
And that's one in the eye for your father.
Okay.
Ow!
No, I didn't mean...
What are you doing? Dad's got a tournament in Leningrad tomorrow.
I'm so sorry, Mr.
Dad,
Jones.
Dad, how are you going to get to Leningrad?
It was the last time I ever saw him. And it was the last time he ever saw, well, anything. But he was a proud man and refused help, so the very next day he flew to Leatherhead. Having beaten a grandmaster, I became a grandmaster, which put me into the glamorous world of international chess. Well, here we are in Hong Kong.
Oh, Milton, this is such fun!
More oysters and champagne, anyone?
Welcome to Paris, Monsieur Jones. Your taxi awaits.
Welcome to Johannesburg, Mr. Jones. Your helicopter awaits.
Aha.
But first, you'd better pay for the taxi from Paris. Mr. Jones, come back!
And the best part was visiting all those places you'd ever wanted to go. Hawaii.
Welcome to Honolulu, Mr. Jones.
Rio.
Here are your tickets for the carnival tonight, Senor Jones.
Cheddar.
Now that is a nice bit of cheese.
So here I am, in the final against Yuri Filipchenko. I'm determined to win, not just for me, but for my dad, who's disappeared in Leningrad. But then, apparently, the whole city's disappeared and be replaced with a very similar one called St. Petersburg. The match has reached a crucial stage. Filipchenko looks terrible. Sweat's dripping off his lank, greasy...
Oi! You stop talking about me and get on with your move.
Sorry.
For 2 days now, you've been driving me crazy. I've gone along with your demands up till now, your special chair, your microwaved meals. I even put up with the stupid gazelle costume.
It suits you.
One more thing, Jones. Just one more.
Damn! Sorry, my rooks have escaped.
That's it!
Don't worry, I'll get them. 2, 3, 4!
That's it! I resign!
I don't care about your housing situation.
No, I resign! The whole match! I quit!
And the winner is Milton Jones!
I am world chess champion. That night in the hotel, we celebrated with a hot tub and an enormous cheese fondue.
More fondue, Susan?
Oh, yes, please, Anton.
Any sign of Milton?
Okay, I'm coming in! Whee!
Milton, the hot tub's over here.
Hot cheese! Ow! Ooh! Oh, ooh! Ouch!
Of course, Susan, the cheese fondue is more traditional in the northern part of Iceland.
Oh, Anton, you know everything.
Another fiskibollur.
Oh, yes, please.
Waitress?
Isn't this romantic? Mind you, I suppose you're having hot tubs with beautiful women all the time.
Well, hardly.
Mr. Anton, how lovely to see you in our hot tub again. Not with the ladies' hockey team this time?
No.
Oh, I see.
This man is amazing. He was coaching the Reykjavik Over-80s ice hockey team. Oh. And here are your fiskibollur.
Just put them down there, thanks.
Anton, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to...
I should have made it clear.
No, not at all, I was presuming.
You had every right to expect.
Honestly, it's...
Sorry, there's no...
Has anyone got a skewer? I think I left my trunks in the fondue.
Speedos!
Still, the fiskibollur and ice, and the ice sculptures are very romantic. And the music, is that a quartet?
I think so. 2, 3, 4...
Tuck in, lads. There's cheese for everyone.
Hooray! Milton, get rid of them. That's better. Now, this hot tub is rather sophisticated. Oh, bubbles.
Guilty. As we celebrated in the hot tub, Anton's behaviour became strange. It was then that he dropped a bombshell.
Anton, what is it?
A bombshell? Don't worry, it's not live.
But why on earth have you got one of those?
Because Susan, Milton... I work for MI5.
Really? How exciting!
That's nothing. I work for MILTONJONES. I'm self-employed.
You mean you've been leading a whole secret double life?
Absolutely. This place is crawling with spies. That'll be all now, Carruthers.
Right here.
I wondered what I was sitting on.
As a result of all this painstaking surveillance, I know where your father is.
He's not down here too, is he?
During his chess match in Leningrad all those years ago, he defected to the Soviets. Take a look at this screen.
I'm sorry, I can't go on with the match. I need to take a time out.
What is the problem, Mr. Jones?
My son accidentally injured me yesterday. I have a problem with my eye.
You have a what?
Eye defect.
You defect?
What?
Well done, come with us quickly!
I can't believe it.
Neither can I. A projector hidden in a jacuzzi.
You need to come with me. Let's grab our towels.
Oh, this is so exciting. Are we going to meet a glamorous, good-looking undercover agent?
Yes. My friend, Olga.
Oh, Olga. And does she play hockey?
We left the hot tub, jumped into the car and headed for the beach, pausing only to go back for my trunks.
Right. It's nearly midnight, and Olga should be rowing ashore just about here.
Oh, so Olga's a large, muscular, big-boned lady who rows and maybe does shot put?
Hello, Anton.
Olga.
That's Olga.
Yes. Is that a problem?
No, not a... Milton, will you shut up?
Sorry.
Olga, this is Susan.
So you're Olga, are you?
I'm telling him it's over.
It's okay, Anton. I'm clearly not part of your life, and that's fine.
No, Susan, that is my name. Olga, I'm telling you it's over.
Oh,
And I managed to obtain the file on your father. Here.
He's an owl.
No, it says he's gone AWOL.
Sorry. My handwriting.
You see, he might be working for the CIA, but the Americans deny all knowledge.
Don't they just?
But my instinct is he's been brainwashed.
Brainwashed?
Yes. It turns out that Jones' mind is susceptible to distraction.
Preparing to attack Big Sandcastle. Fire torpedoes! Die! Die!
Milton, concentrate!
We must go.
Yes. Cheerio!
Yes, cheerio, Anton. You go off in your boat with a beautiful Russian spy and we'll just walk all the way back to the hotel without you.
When we got back and Susan had smashed some crockery, I found a reply to my challenge to the huge Russian chess supercomputer, Perpetual Chekhov. Computers didn't scare me. After all, I'd worked in PC World. Although this wasn't the place where they sold computers. This was Politically Correct World. It was a nightmare.
Hello?
Hello, sir or madam, I'm not judging.
It's sir.
Whatever.
Anyway, I'm just looking.
That's fine, and even if you couldn't look, we welcome all disabilities.
What?
Can I interest you in these bananas?
They're black.
Really, are they? I hadn't noticed. Isn't that marvellous?
I'm actually looking for a computer game for my son.
Ah, well, we've got some brilliant PC computer games. Grand Responsible Driving Auto. Or Tomb Raider, the return of all the artifacts we took from the pyramids.
No.
How about some Fair Trade Robbie Williams CDs?
How much?
We pay you.
Okay.
This PC world went bust, so we had one of those crazy price closing down sales, which we called Political Correctness Gone Mad. But I left unqualified and with no idea about computers, so promptly got a job in the other PC world. Anyway, Susan and I made our way to New York, where we had arranged to meet Anton at a little diner.
Okay, so what can I get you?
Just a hamburger with onions, please.
Say what?
Shall I order for us? We'd like three cows, make them cry.
You got it, bud.
Oh, Anton, you know all the lingo.
So do I. Hey, lady, three cows and make them cry. Just show them the hamburgers, that should do it.
No, Milton, the make them cry bit refers to the onions. There are lots of little phrases like that are specific to New York, like a squeeze on wheels.
I wouldn't say no.
Squeeze on wheels is an orange juice to take away. Or how about hold the mayo?
Oh, what does that mean?
Hold the mayo means no mayonnaise, thank you.
Ah, has someone got a tissue?
Listen, are you lying? He's gonna order or what?
Can we have a takeaway to go with wheels? Only hold the take and the wheels.
What?
Go away.
Anyway, good news, team. Your father was recruited by the KGB as a dormant spy, or sleeper, and he's still alive and living in a university town called Undergrad.
So, we're looking for a sleeper in a university town. Doesn't exactly narrow it down, does it?
Actually, he invented the computer, Perpetual Chekhov. So the match could help to get him back.
Oh, Anton, do you think it'll work?
Well, the brainwashing may be hard to undo. The Jones mind is so easy to distract.
Look out, Mr. Mustard! Here comes Captain Ketchup!
Milton, pay attention!
Sorry.
Now, MI5 did take this photograph of your father a few years ago.
The swine! They completely removed his identity. How could they?
It's the other side.
Oh.
It shows your father with his right-hand man. Yuri Filipchenko. Now, are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Is it anything to do with Captain Ketchup?
No.
Sergeant Pepper?
Milton, we've got a month to train you up for the big match.
And I'll meet you both in undergrad. Our family will be one again.
Ah.
What is it?
Mum's gone to Iceland. And so the training began. I played for hours until Anton hid my saxophone. Anton also said something about needing to learn to concentrate, blah, 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 something, something.
So here we are then, in the foothills of the Himalayas.
Oh, I knew I should have concentrated.
The monastery where I first learned to control my body and my mind and spirit.
Anton, it's so good to see you.
Abbot Lao Zhu, this is my friend Milton. We've come here to find some inner peace before a big chess match.
Well, you've certainly come to the right place. We spend many hours playing board games in this monastery.
Ah, mouse trappist monks.
Excuse me, I must go in. I hear someone calling us to prayer.
Chinese Vespers. The abbot insisted we all take a vow of silence. Anton and I were left in utter isolation to play chess. After a week, the abbot came to check on us.
Good morning, gentlemen. How's the vow of silence going?
Better than yours.
Now listen, I have received a report that you are both spies. You have abused our hospitality.
Master,
Tell me who you work for.
PC World.
You're lying! If you work at PC World, tell me one thing. Why does my laptop keep crashing?
No idea.
Ha! Huh? You really do work for PC World!
Abbot, I am the spy. If we don't get safe passage through the mountains, it could signal a return to the very worst excesses of the Cold War.
Like the time I shot Kennedy.
Milton, surely you weren't old enough.
I missed, and he went on to lead the Liberal Democrats.
In that case, it is my duty to prepare you for what lies ahead. But you have to speak the language.
Allow me. Maf ki jiega janab. Angrezi pound me kitne ka pariga.
Ah! What do you think of your friend's Erdu?
Not much. I think you should get a poem. And so we made our way down to the arms bazaar. We went by camel. Guilty. The first thing we bought at the arms bazaar was a satellite phone.
Now that is useful.
It's amazing. Look, I can phone absolutely anyone, anywhere in the world, no matter how far away. Anyone at all.
Hello, Anton speaking.
Hello.
You've rung me, haven't you?
Yes. So you're going to get a perm or what?
Look, I think we should probably use it to phone Susan in undergrad.
Hello?
Susan, it's Anton.
Anton! I've just seen a supercomputer. It fills three rooms and has an IQ of 2 million.
It's not big and it's not clever.
Right, we shall be there as soon as we can.
What about Olga? Are you and she still...
So, Milton, what other spy equipment have you bought?
Well, this may look like an ordinary briefcase, but if you open it up, it is, in fact... full of Lego. But look at this. It appears to be a piece of white plastic that Pizza Hut put in their takeaway pizza boxes.
And it doubles as a...
little table in a doll's house.
Right.
And you see this here? It looks like a camera, but it is, in fact, a shoe.
So, you put it on your foot and...
Sorry, I hadn't really thought that one through. And so, finally, we arrived in undergrad, although it seems to have changed its name to postgrad. And now everyone is unemployed. I'm looking forward to the match.
There it is, Milton. The world's most expensive and intelligent machine.
Oh, that's it. No wonder I couldn't get a can of Coke out of it.
Hello, Milton Jones. Now, please, we are ready to begin. Susan and Anton, you can view the game from in here.
Ooh, this feels
Susan,
cozy. Come
I'm
on, Anton.
I'm sure that... I think this may have been a trap.
Just you and me in this empty, sealed-off room. Should we, loosen our clothing?
Hang on. If I can just get the wires leading into the light bulb and short them out, maybe that will release the door mechanism so we can... Susan, why did you cut those wires?
Oh, Anton, they're obviously going to kill us, so we might as well use our remaining minutes making mad, passionate...
What else have you got in your handbag? If you just had a glassier mint, I could wedge it into the air duct.
Sorry, just had the last one.
I didn't know what had happened to Anton and Susan, but I would have to face the computer alone.
Let the match commence.
Knight to F3.
Milton, stop using that silly voice.
Sorry. The match began. The computer was making over 7 million calculations a second. But after a couple of moves, something didn't quite add up. But then they made me plug it back in. Which left my game plan in tatters. Just then, I noticed a man with dark glasses sitting in the corner. Dad!
Who are you?
It's me, Milton, your son!
I have no son. Just a computer which I've spent years developing, and now I'm going to start World War II!
I think you mean World War III.
As I say, it's been a long time.
I suppose a plot to destroy the world would explain the monorail, the giant laser, and the large map of the world, but not all these orange boiled sweets.
That's the last time I order orange boiler suits on eBay. Now my computer is set to blow up the world. I have nuclear warheads pointed at every major city on that map.
Surely the warheads need to point at the actual cities. Not at the map. Otherwise you'll just blow yourself up.
Thanks. I hadn't thought of that. You're helping me. Why?
Because I'm your son. And you've been brainwashed. Apparently the Jones brain is very susceptible to distraction and... Are you playing Tetris?
Maybe.
Can I have a go?
If you want. Careful, careful. Those buttons control the laser.
Do they?
No!
Sorry.
Oh, you've got me in the eye! Wait a minute. I can see! I can see!
Dad!
Milton!
Ow! Sorry again.
Oh, Milton, it's you. So the girl locked in the dungeon with the secret agent is Susan?
Yes.
Release them! I see it now. I was just a pawn, and at the end of the game they'd have thrown me back in the box.
Or you could become a queen.
Oh.
Come on, let's get out!
We can, but there's just one problem.
The computer can't be deprogrammed to stop firing the warheads and millions of people will die?
Okay, two problems.
What's the other one?
Hold it right there!
Filipchenko!
You've ruined my plan to take over the world. I'm going to have to kill you both.
You're forgetting one thing.
What?
Oh, now you made me forget it as well.
Daddy!
Susan!
Look out, he's got a gun.
It's okay. Let me just look in my briefcase.
Lego bricks?
Bother.
Wrong suitcase again.
No, on reflection, I think I bought two suitcases of Lego. Oh, no, hang on. There are all sorts of blocks in here. Some are Lego, some are stone.
Some are green.
And now I have all four of you. I will shoot Anton, then Jones, Jones, and Jones.
In which order?
2, 3, 4. Oh, not the marching band again!
Quick, grab the gun!
Got it.
Oh, damn!
Thanks, guys. Take him away!
You won't get away with this!
Oh, well done, Anton. Now can we go back in the little room?
Not quite. We need to deprogram this computer. It could be tricky.
I've found the off switch.
Milton, how did you know?
If there's one thing you learn when you work with computers, it's to try turning things off. And then turn them back on again.
Missile sequence initiated.
No!
That was another case of Milton Jones, starring Milton Jones, Tom Goodman Hill as Anton, and Debbie Chazen as Susan. It also starred Dave Lamb and Lucy Montgomery. It was written by Milton Jones and James Carey, and the producer was David Tyler. The programme was a positive production for the BBC. Don't forget to tune in next week and catch another case of Milton Jones!